I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Approximately 7 million children in the U.S. are affected by seasonal allergies at some time during childhood. To talk about the diagnosis and management of childhood seasonal allergies is Dr. Kelly Williams. She's a clinical assistant professor specializing in allergy and immunology at MUSC. Dr. Williams, what are some of the common triggers of seasonal allergy symptoms for children?
Outdoor allergy triggers are commonly trees, grasses, weeds, molds. And the indoor triggers also can be molds, but also dust mites and pet dander in hair.
What are some of the typical signs and symptoms that a child might have seasonal allergies?
The most common signs and symptoms include runny nose or nasal congestion, itchy, watery eyes, itchy skin, sneezing, fatigue as well, sometimes headaches.
And at what age might children typically develop seasonal allergies?
Signs and symptoms can start to develop as early as around 18-ish months, but usually 2 years, 4 years, they're a little bit more declared.
And is there one season of the year that's particularly problematic?
Springtime and summertime are quite severe for some patients.
And how are these allergies diagnosed typically?
They're usually diagnosed by an allergist immunologist. Skin testing is usually preferred in the younger children because sensitization can develop in the skin before it's seen in the blood. We also have blood testing available as well.
How are seasonal allergies in children managed?
Simple things like over-the-counter antihistamines are usually the first medicines that parents will try even before they see their doctor. Inhaled nasal sprays are the first-line treatment for allergies. And then also just doing lifestyle management, trying to reduce your exposure to the allergen in order to decrease the symptoms. So if you know that grasses are a problem, rolling around in the grass and going to bed and sleeping with that grass pollen on you can be quite irritating to the immune system.
But the starting point is to find out what the child is allergic to so that you can do some kind of lifestyle changes?
Exactly. Even just knowing what you're allergic to can really help modify the type of flares the patient will have. So not just changing your clothes after recess, but also bathing every time after you play.
Do children typically outgrow any of these seasonal allergies?
Unfortunately, most children do not typically outgrow them. They actually get more severe symptoms or add other allergens throughout their life as they grow older because you see more exposures to different trees or different grasses, and the cumulative exposure to those can make your immune system a little bit more severe each time you see it.
Is there any way to cure seasonal allergies for children?
So the only way to really change your immune response to these allergies is something called immunotherapy. That's a fancy word for allergy shots, most commonly used. And really, that allows your immune system to see a little bit of your child's allergens every day so that then it does not mount an exaggerated response later on. So allergy shots once a week, once every 2 weeks, and then once a month. And that can really help change your immune system and help cure seasonal allergies.
And which children typically end up being considered for these kind of regular shots?
Allergy shots are typically started in those patients who have a really difficult time managing symptoms with things like the nasal sprays or the antihistamines, and also those who have really difficult time with quality of life because of their symptoms after certain exposures.
Dr. Williams, thank you for providing this information about seasonal allergies in children.
You're welcome.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.